Each year in Washington, members of the U.S. Congress gather to discuss the events of 1989 in China. The U.S. Congressional Executive Commission on China held its hearing about a week ago, where witnesses revisited the events at Tiananmen Square and discussed how the government crackdown influenced both China's societal and political development and U.S.-China relations over the past 25 years. VOA's Ashley Westerman has more.
Senator Sherrod Brown, a Democrat from Ohio and chairman of the commission, said he was inspired and moved by the courage and pursuit of fundamental freedoms by the millions of people across China, in addition to those at Tiananmen Square in 1989. That inspiration, he said, was the reason for this hearing on the subsequent government crackdown against pro-democracy demonstrators.
Today we assess what the last 25 years have meant and what our policy should be towards China. In my view, opportunities were missed after Tiananmen. We missed an opportunity to integrate China into the global community while ensuring that our economic interests were protected and that China moved in the right direction.
CECC Commission co-chair Republican Congressman Chris Smith from New Jersey said the U.S. Congress will continue to remember Tiananmen until the Chinese people are free to discuss openly the tragic events of June 3rd and 4th, 1989, without censorship, harassment, or arrest.
We remember Tiananmen annually here in Congress because of its enduring impact on U.S.-China relations. We remember it also because an unknown number of people died, were arrested, and exiled for simply seeking universally recognized freedoms.
U.S. Ambassador Winston Lord, a former Assistant Secretary of State under President George H.W. Bush, said while China has continued to improve in many areas, in certain key domains, it has tightened the screws in recent years.
The party persecutes not only a blind activist, but also his relatives. It locks up not only a Nobel Prize winner, but his ill wife. It rounds up not only reformers, but those who defend them. It not only jails the troublesome, but forces them to confess on television. It not only mistreats Tibetans, but punishes governments that host the Dalai Lama. It not only smothers the domestic internet and media, but threatens foreign journalists and spurs self-censorship from Bloomberg to Hollywood.
Ambassador Stapleton Roy, also a former Assistant Secretary of State during the Clinton administration, emphasized changes are taking place in China and Chinese are thinking about things differently. He argued it takes decades for a country to change socially.
You can easily prove that grass doesn't grow. Take a chair, go out into your yard and sit for several hours watching the grass.
We do that in Minnesota.
You have confirmation that grass isn't growing. But you wait a week and you have confirmation that it is growing.
Yes.
In other words,
yes.
Ambassador Lord is asking for changes in a time frame that is unrealistic in terms of the way other societies have developed.
Ambassador Lord said, like so many things in China, a lot of things can be true at the same time. It's so complex. It's moving so quickly. The country is so big. He agreed that there were hopeful trends, but China should change more quickly in its own interest.
Ashley Westerman for VOA.